Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment. Was watching the news this morning and saw a story about the state legislature considering a bill to allow children 12 years and older to be vaccinated without parental consent. The city of San Francisco already has a similar law on the books. Now that should ease your mind. I don't have any children or grandchildren in this age group, but this is very concerning to me nonetheless. And if you do have children in this category, I would hope you would be livid. The government has no business asking underage children to consent to this vaccine, or for that matter, mandating anyone to take it. You as a parent need to look into the details of this proposal and fight back now before it's too late. If you don't protect your young children, who will? This is just another example of many rights we have that the government is trying to weaken or take away from us. We need to remind these elected officials that we have had enough of it. America was founded on a set of fundamental beliefs that all people are created equal. We all have fundamental rights, including liberty, free speech, freedom of religion, due process of law, and freedom of assembly. All these fundamental rights are under attack from the progressive left. We, the American people, who believe in these fundamental rights and our Constitution, must fight to uphold the principles our great country was founded on. We're way past Republican versus Democrat, or conservative versus liberal. This is straight up good versus evil. The U.S. Energy Information Administration recently reported something pretty interesting about the electricity provided in the United States. I knew there was a lot of wasted and lost energy in producing the power to turn on the lights, but this put it in a very ugly light. More than 60% of energy used for electricity generation is lost in conversion. Electricity is a secondary energy source that is produced when primary energy sources are converted into electric power. Examples of energy sources are natural gas, coal, or biomass-fired generators, or wind machines, to name the most prevalent. In 2019, it took 38 quadrillion British thermal units of energy to provide 14 quads of electricity. Seems like a huge waste to me. With this data, no wonder electricity is so expensive. And just how clean is it? Not very much at all if you go back to the source. So the next time you plug in your Tesla and pat yourself on the back for your environmental stewardship, remember where that power originates from. I want to leave you with a quote from Winston Churchill. A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. This has been Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.